Hi, I'm Amber, the host of Shapeshift. Shapeshift is recorded in Greenwood, Indiana. Shapeshift is an actual play podcast chronicling the transformation of a player into a game master. I'm a veteran tabletop role player and decided it was time to try my hand at GMing. Join me on a journey into gaining GM perspectives, insights, and experience. The following is a segment of me running Monster Hearts 2, which is a teenage angst game where everyone is secretly monsters as well. Hey everyone, it's me, Amber, your new, for the purposes of this game, Master of Ceremonies, or MC. The next two episodes will be of me running Monster Hearts 2 by Avery Alder, who I'm becoming a super fan of. I read a whole book to run a game, highlighted passages, made notes, and listened to a lot of angsty music while doing it. It was honestly one of the most fluid and intuitively laid out game books I've experienced so far. Just a forewarning. This game can go into territories that not everyone is comfortable with. I sent out an email to my players talking about that prior to the game. You'll hear me mention that a few times. Also, these players and I have known each other for quite some time, so we know that the things we may roleplay or say while traversing icky areas are more product of the game and theme and not our own personally held beliefs. Anyway, I've been looking forward to running this game since it came out, and here it is. It's so good. Okay, for the sake of me remembering everything and for the podcast reason, let's go around again.
Okay.
And just state who you are, the skin you're playing, your identities, what you look like, your origin, and then also their backstory, why you have strings on who and what strings they are.
Okay. I'm Brittany. I look very domineering, but I kind of have vacant eyes. I'm the most popular girl in high school. Of course, because I'm the captain of the cheerleading squad. Chip, Chelsea, and Cam are part of my clique. And so I have strings on them. You know, they're part of the cheerleading squad too. And Jessica, that mortal bitch, she's trying to become more popular in our senior year, of course. And that needs to be taken care of. Chad, he's such a jock. He just does so many things and doesn't even care. I got plenty of dirt on him. And Mara, she just seems to be falling for me. And so I can use that to my advantage.
I'm Chad, the werewolf. I'm big. I'm angry. I look like untapped violence. I'm rearing for a fight. Brittany thinks I'm hot shit. She's right. I'm the captain of the football team. And I know I'm the captain of the school, too. I think that weird Jessica chick likes me. I can't tell, but someone keeps stuffing roses in my locker. I'm Chad. Welcome to the jungle.
I am Mara. I haunt these hallways. I care not for any of these people, except for Brittany. I don't know why. My most important goal right now is to find Jessica alone and figure out how I died. And whether or not she should enter the grave as well.
Dear Diary, it's Jessica again. Obviously, duh. So far, we just moved here a while back now, and I'm kind of settling in, and I like the way things are. It's pretty nice here. It's not that great, but whatever. So far, that Brittany bitch won't get off my case. I don't know what's her problem. She's such a weirdo. And she's always got her gang following her like, Jesus Christ, Brittany, bitch, just, you know, get your head out your ass. Then there's that Mara girl. I really don't like to talk about her because of the way what I saw, what happened, you know. Well, you know all about that, Diary, lol. But oh my god, let's talk about Chad. Oh my god, he's so hot. I don't know what it is about it that draws me into him. Like, he's so primal and animalistic. I just, ooh. So,
yeah, babe.
So today I put another rose in his locker. I wonder if he's noticed or found out who it is yet, but I really hope he does notice me someday. He's just he is amazing. Oh, Chad.
Probably like 30 seconds goes by as Mara's digging through the backpack and looking stuff. And she's like, Brittany is very flustered. You can tell. And she's like, Cam, let's go.
Cam stands up.
Yeah, Cam and Brittany start walking towards the girls' bathroom.
Fight, fight, fight.
Does Brittany stop by the janitor closet on her way to the bathroom?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's time to just automatically catch that. The janitor's closet's on the way to the bathroom, and she knocks on the door. Are you done there?
Yeah.
I need your help to go take care of something.
Jake, finish her up. Zip.
And so, yeah, they keep on walking to the girls, the women's restroom. It's like, we need to go in there and take care of something.
Okay. Yeah. You don't even have to roll.
Yep.
I'm full force ahead.
So where's Jessica at? Is she at the mirror or is she in a stall?
She's probably in a stall, face in her palms, is kind of crying and whatever, sobbing. Fucking bitch.
Yep. The shot is, as they go in, Brittany is in front and Cam is right beside Brittany with Chad following them. And as they walk by the stalls, Brittany kind of just motions and Cam goes and kicks open each stall one at a time as they're walking down. And they finally get to the last stall. And did you lock the stall?
Yeah, I'm crying. I don't want people to see me crying.
Well, you hear a thump as Cam tries to kick in the stall door.
Ocupado. God. And I'm like sobbing. I'm like, can't you hear him crying?
Jessica, get your stank ass out here right now.
You're the last person I see. I'm not going to go out there.
There's someone else here as well you might be interested in. Right, Chad?
Chad?
Yeah, we probably need to talk.
Oh, now you want to talk to me, Chad. I see how it is. After you ran off with that Chelsea whore.
It was almost like a fucking what's-his-face whore. Whore. But you're just whore. Like, Jessica's is this whore.
I don't want to see you either right now, Chad. I'm too upset.
Chad will put his hand on top of the stall door. I know you're the one who leaves the roses, you creepy little girl. I'm not interested in you.
He knows that it's me. And I forgive him for calling me creepy and that he doesn't like me and that excuses are my armor.
Yeah.
So when you ignore some blatant problem with your lover or how they treat you, you mark experience. So I get experience.
Yeah, no, that works.
I don't love you. I'm never going to love you. And then I'll look at Brittany. Come here.
Oh my God.
And then I'm going to roll to turn someone on. Is that acceptable? I'm making moves.
Yeah, no, go ahead, move. I don't know. It. Try to turn Brittany on.
Oh.
I got a 7. I pass.
So I get to choose either give him a string or choose on the reaction. Give yourself a
like I'm trying to beckon you over.
Want, or I get embarrassed and get and act awkward. I will promise you something I think you want. I know, Chad, but I like to do things in the dark. But for right now, we should take care of this, and points to the stall where Jessica is.
What do you want?
I want you to leave a mark on her so she knows that not to fuck around with me anymore.
Cam, get the door.
Cam busts open that door.
And then I motion for him to go to the entrance of the bathroom so we don't get disrupted.
Exactly.
He puts a trash can in front of the door. I don't know.
He
doesn't know
you
much.
You want me to mark her?
Like physical
that's
abuse.
What she said. Okay.
Not like a wolf.
Jesus no, Christ. Like, yeah, not like that. Yeah, so I want you to.
I'm actually going to intervene because, like, I'm frenzied and my emotions are high.
Oh, okay.
I'm frenzied. I'm tons of rage.
Here's Brittany. She's ruining my life. She's coming in here and trying to, like, basically cuckold me in front of me, you know, and it's pretty messed up, even though, you know, Chad isn't interested in me at all. I just go, oh, so that's how it's going to be, Brittany? You know what your problem is? It's not just that you're insecure. You're probably turned on by me. That's why you're so obsessed with me. You want all this. And then she does a motion. Like, you know. And I'm actually going to try to turn on Brittany.
Yeah, that sounds appropriate.
Okay. That seems reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like just frenzy. Like, oh, fine, fuck it, whatever. I got 12.
Whoa! Nice.
So I gain a string on you, and you had to pick one of the conditions on the below.
Do it.
If there was ever a time for Brittany to be embarrassed.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is she's definitely, as you say that, she, her face becomes very bright red, and she's like... And clearly you hit on the insecure condition as well.
There must be a reason why you don't want to hit on Chad directly and you always get your cronies to do it for you. Maybe you're not interested in that kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you're not interested in guys.
So she is super embarrassed. So I'll just take
Chad's
that.
Chad's into yeah. it.
Chad sees this going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, what does Chad do?
Jessica's pretty hot.
And Jessica's giving up on Chad. And Chad's swinging back around like, maybe. Like,
I'm not going to lie. That power dynamic, that works for Chad. Mm. Seeing Jessica or seeing Brittany like get all flustered like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's fun. Mm-hmm. But what's really fun is Jessica standing up for herself. And like, that's hot.
Mm-hmm.
As he says with my mascara off, yes. My face and everything, with this gang of angry people around me.
Jessica, you win. And I'm going to walk into the stall and I'm going to try and kiss Jessica.
Is Jessica Ooh. Okay with that?
You mean Brittany?
Oh, is Brittany or is anybody okay with
no,
what's going on?
Brittany is not okay with that. She's going to try to shut that shit down.
Well, Jessica's not okay with it because she's too she's too flustered and high emotion. She's mad.
Chad's like, shit, yeah.
And both women are like, fuck no.
I want to see you both
she's
roll.
Angry.
Yeah, you both simultaneously have to this shut awesome. Chad down.
Shut Chad down.
As he's like,
I will use my string. No, I won't use my strength.
And then you tell me how you shut him down.
I've got strings on everybody. I've got strings on both of you.
Oh, so I'm going to use it to. Can you?
I'm going to start shooting them off.
Start shooting off your strings.
So Brittany's like, Chad, no, you owe me. And so that's the shutdown move.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, I failed.
So what happens when he fails?
He gets an experience. XP. He gets some XP. That's it. Nothing happens.
Oh, on a 7 to 9, I get to give him a condition.
Yeah.
Well,
oh.
All right. And what? How do you do this, Jessica?
Oh, okay. I got a 6.
To shut someone down?
To shut someone down, yeah.
What, oh, because you have a -1.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay, so first off, you guys both have to pull a string right now to succeed on your shutting down.
Yeah, I'll do that instead, so I'll not have an experience. We both went up to 7.
So what you guys are trying to do when you're pulling a string right now is you rolled your shutdowns.
Right.
And they failed, so you need to...
We boosted with the string to get +1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then basically you need to tell me narratively how you pulled a string in order to shut him down.
Chad... I loved you for so long, but you keep ignoring me, and I keep forgiving you for all of your rude behaviors, like putting a tack on Claire's chair when she's not there, and even when you spat in her hair, and just all the rude things you do, and I keep forgiving you, but I just can't deal with this right now, and I'm like, you know, I can't deal with this right now.
Also, he's finally giving you, maybe there's something psychologically, he's now giving you the full attention, and you're like,
no, I don't want
this. I like it, I like chasing. Okay, anyway.
Maybe, yeah.
Chad, stop this right now, or I'll tell everyone what I heard in the locker room after the homecoming game.
How big my dick is? They all know.
No. Is Chad okay with everyone kind of knowing that he's really into Jake or not?
Oh. No, he doesn't want people to know
Yeah,
that.
So he's like, I'll tell everyone about your little victory dance with Jake after homecoming.
Okay, I'm going to lash out physically.
Nice.
Shut the fuck up, Brittany.
Oh, wow. Oh, God. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Shit.
You got a +1. That's
oh,
a
fuck.
10.
So,
oh, man. You deal them harm, and they choke up momentarily before they can react. So you get a harm.
Of 1.
As I, like, not like Cam's, like, eh.
Right.
Like, no, just.
No. Real backhand.
Backhand, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You shut your fucking mouth.
My
do
back's
you, do you run
okay,
away?
My back is turned to Jessica now.
Okay, I was just wondering if Jessica wanted to do something or try to do something.
Like, Chad!
I'm guessing you're not one of them anymore.
No, I don't think I mean, that's up to you. But
No, you're no longer.
Can we all agree that Chad is definitely the bad guy?
Chad's a dick.
Yes. Chad's a dick. I mean, Brittany and Jessica have like a misunderstanding and mm-hmm. they kind of hate
Mara
each other.
Mara is
but...
up. And trying Mara's, to figure out what's going on in the school, figure out her death.
Mara's like the one on the actual, you know, solving the. Mara's solving the main plot. We're the
B plot. This is the instance where the subplot is way more entertaining, though.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm actually going to
You're still in the stall, right. essentially, yeah. and there's all this shit happening in front of you.
Yeah.
Are you going to try and run away, or are you going to react to the situation at hand?
Especially with how I rolled, Brittany doesn't really have a chance to respond to that.
She's just going to run away probably when it's her turn.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to GTFO and just run away, I guess, because now would be a good time for me to get out of this stressful situation. I'm going to run away like, ah! she's out.
Pushes past Chad.
Poor Jessica's out of words. Yep. She can't even think anymore. She's like, this is not how my teenage life should be like.
I think it's funny. We have two completely normal, like neither of you are supernatural beings.
Well, she's sort of
kind of queenish.
She gets hive mind things later. Oh. So, you know.
Yeah, my dark self could not be pretty much human.
Huh. Yeah. That is a 7. Because I got -1 to volatile, but you know. So on a seven,
you get to choose one. You get away, but you choose one.
I run away. I cause a big scene. So I like knock over a bunch of Brittany's people to get out of the way, I guess.
As it happens, everybody's starting to come out of their classrooms to leave for the day.
They see me with my mascara.
Yes, and you're running
and
down.
Just like.
Yeah. Do you scream anything as you're running out?
I fucking hate everybody.
Seems appropriate.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. That sounds great. So we're good. Oh, yeah.
I need to fucking run away from abuse that was not expected upon Brittany. A six.
Nope.
I fail.
Oh, shit.
Oh, snap.
How does Chad prevent Brittany from running away?
In my head, the smack, mm-hmm. and then like she like falls down because she really was not expecting mm-hmm. that. And so you're like scrambling to get up, mm-hmm. and I like just put my foot on your leg.
Oh.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Well, I'm a werewolf.
Yeah.
You're trying to run away, and I think Chad's going to lean down and get real close to your face and say, "You tell anybody about that, and I'll fucking kill you." And then I'll kiss her on the forehead and let her go.
And Cam is just shaking over in the corner.
I look at him, mm-hmm. and I just stand up and I like unfurl and like the full height.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say anything. I just look at him and I'm like,
yeah.
What the fuck are you gonna do?
Right.
Do I have a string on Brittany?
Yes. You guys take strings on each other. End scene.